KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tropical storm Hermine is getting stronger again. Dennis Felchin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm, which weakened as it traveled across Georgia, picked up steam off the Carolinas.
Some strengthening is expected, and Hermine is forecast to intensify back to hurricane force on Sunday.
One man died when winds overturned his big rig on an Outer Banks bridge. The 5.6 magnitude earthquake that hit north-central Oklahoma this morning apparently didn't cause significant damage. The quake was centered about 8.5 miles from Pawnee, Oklahoma, where resident Lee Wills felt it.
I heard a loud crack, and I thought, well, it's going to be a thunderstorm. And then everything went crazy after that. It just started shaking. And we've had them here before, but nothing to this magnitude.
Officials say sandstone facings fell off some buildings, but no buildings collapsed. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says few politicians actually listen.
I'm here today to learn so that we can together remedy injustice in any form, and so that we can also remedy economics.
He spoke during a visit to a predominantly black church in Detroit, where he called for a civil rights agenda of our time. A shooting at a jail in California. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says a felon who was out on probation opened fire in the lobby of the county jail after saying he was there to visit someone.
Two veteran correctional officers of the Fresno County Sheriff's Office are in the hospital after being shot in the head and neck areas.
A sheriff spokesman says before it happened, the man had tried to cut to the front of the visitor's line and wouldn't take a seat when he started pacing near a secure area of the jail. This is AP Radio News. The first major matchup in college football this season is starting right about now.
It'll be a battle of two storied programs. Defending national champion and preseason top-ranked Alabama takes on 20th-ranked USC in college football's marquee matchup at AT&T Stadium. Crimson Tide now 6-0 in neutral site season openers under Nick Saban. This will be the first meeting between these schools since 1985. Alabama, who's won four national titles in the last 7 years, will start either Cooper Bateman, a junior, or Blake Barnett, a freshman, at quarterback. It's a game-time decision, while Max Brown is expected to start at quarterback for the Trojans. Bob Stevens, Arlington, Texas.
The leader of an American Indian tribe in North Dakota that's protesting a four-state oil pipeline says the cause is just. Standing Rock Sioux Chairman David Ashambeau II is among 30 people who've been arrested for interfering with the building of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And, you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.